Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Reporting by the Globe and Mail has been in large part why we have a formal public inquiry into foreign interference. Global also had some reporting into what was happening when it came to foreign interference, and that really ramped up pressure. Globe and Mail obtained another letter dated March 11th that shows the Commission Counsel has been in communication, and the Justice, Marie-José Hoge, remember we talked about her, is making some major changes to the way that this inquiry is going to roll out, actually. And I think opposition parties are already saying we're pretty happy to hear what these changes are. But it might have a pretty profound impact on how this foreign interference inquiry goes forward. So Stephen Chase, a reporter with the Globe and Mail, has agreed to join us and give us the details. Stephen, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you being here.
Oh, happy to be here.
Okay, so these changes, basically, it's changing the status that opposition parties have, right? Something they've really pushed hard for.
It's giving them additional rights. In fact, it's giving them a very important additional right. The Conservatives, the NDP, and the Bloc, as well as actually former Conservative leader Aaron O'Toole, will now have the power to cross-examine any witnesses who are testifying at these public hearings on foreign interference, which means they get to play a far more active role in things as they roll out, and they get to sort of, you know, in a sense, affect and alter the conduct of the of these proceedings.
So it's all the opposition parties, but also Aaron O'Toole. That seems interesting to me. I mean, he was granted, you know, intervener status like the rest of them were, but tell us why he's involved in this.
Yeah, so Aaron O'Toole was the leader of the Conservative Party through the 2021 election, and which he lost. And he, shortly after we, you know, I guess 3 months into our stories last year on foreign interference by China, he was brought in by CSIS, the spy intelligence agency, and informed that he had been a target of China in the months and weeks leading up to and including the 2021 election, and in fact that he continued to be a target today. So that's why he was brought into and given some kind of status at the these hearings, which of course are sort of resuming in earnest in a few weeks. And of course the complaint that the opposition parties in particular had over the last 3 months as the this hearings have been set up is that they were not given you know, full powers. Unlike a number of other people, they were not given the power to cross-examine witnesses, and also they didn't have the same kind of access to all the documents gathered by the inquiry that that people with full standing did. So this is a significant reversal in a way by Justice Hoge, and is going to change the whole tenor of the of these events, because now you're going to have opposition parties quizzing and grilling people on the stand where they were previously denied that.
Do we know what led to the change of heart, Stephen? Because they've been pushing for this for a long time, especially the Conservatives have wanted this change and couldn't get anywhere. Why suddenly do we now think this has happened?
Well, we can only speculate because they haven't explained themselves fully. And, of course, the decision, we received a letter informing them of something that's in the process and will probably be announced formally on Friday. But we don't know, but it's easy to speculate that there was a lot of, that there was a sort of, I guess, opinion building that the justice had been unfair to the opposition parties.
Right.
And in particular, the Conservative Party, which also has been established to be a target of China during the election, and then she had to rectify that. But, of course, we don't have any explanation from her, except that in the course of her investigation, she decided it was appropriate to grant these parties the power.
Stephen, in the piece that you wrote, you note that in the letter it says that none of these parties, intervener status or otherwise, will have access to these classified documents or information. That's been one of the big issues around this entire commission. So, I mean, is that remaining a stumbling block? Will these parties, although they've been granted the status, still have limits on what they can do?
Well, nobody gets access to the classified documents except the Commission Counsel. So that's not a change. But yeah, one of the big problems here is the government of Canada is unwilling to part with the very documents that we reported on in great detail over the last year. So yeah, that is a problem. And the government is and the commissioner is struggling with how to deal with that. But no, that's an ongoing issue. And I think it speaks to the inherent secrecy and, you know, desire to sort of hoard information that is, I think, core to the way the government of Canada operates under any prime minister, I should say.
So, Stephen, are we done now? Are the legal manipulations and the back and forth as to how this inquiry is going to look and how it's going to proceed, have they all been settled now? Or are we ready to get started?
Yeah, I think they've been settled. And I think that this is going to change the way the whole thing operates, because now you're going to have, you know, the opposition parties have been very critical of the government's record on dealing with foreign interference, particularly by China, now having an opportunity to play a more active role in the proceeding.
Which will be very, very interesting. Stephen, thank you so much for the insight and the chat. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.